you have besides?
Who else would you have besides the Master Sergeant?
Oh, well,
You have McNamara, Chairman of Civil Service. He's a good sound man. Director of the Budget's a sound man.
Yeah, but they'll look at it all from the standpoint of what comes out on the white strip after they get their own head machine and computer. I'd put, at least I throw this out for your consideration. I don't know it's ever been done. But I know that these people would feel a lot better if it was just some fella said Master Sergeant so-and-so's on this commission. Of course, he'd be so damn hacked there, fooling around with McNamara, he wouldn't do much, but these people feel like at least...
Who else besides one of them? Would you put a seaman or something?
Some fella about that rank.
Just one of them? Just one?
I think if you put one man on commission rank, you might put one low-ranking commission officer. Though they get along so well now, I don't believe I'd do that, because we raised them a couple of times, and some of the resentment is the difference that now exists between the first lieutenants and the master, with one month service, and the master sergeant with 20 years service. I'd think about it. I'm not saying do it, but I'd at least think about it, because I think it would do a great deal to help the feeling to the military people, the hundreds of thousands that are not commissioned.
Would you mind, do you think I ought to call Jim Eastland on Forder, so would it be better than you mentioning to him?
I don't know, Mr. Brennan. Jim, as you know, he has great respect for you. I mean, the reason why you couldn't.
If you don't mind today, you call him and tell him or see him and tell him I talked to you about it and ask you your advice, and I'll call him too and ask for his advice. I think that he's going to have a lot of problems in this area, and I just want somebody that I can tell to go sit down with him if I need to. And I just can't tell somebody to order other people. That's the one reluctance I have. I can tell Ed Forders to go work this out, come back to me with it. And I can't tell Katzenbach yet. But Jim may be pretty well tied to Katzenbach, and I don't know whether he'd tell me he was or not.
Oh, I don't see how he possibly could be, but then Jim is tied to damn many people. It surprised me.
If you don't mind, feel it out. Just say in confidence that I told you I was going to call him and did I. And what's his reaction? Then I'll talk to you. I've got to act today, and I'm going to try to reach him. He may be in Memphis, or maybe in Mississippi.
Well, I'll see if I can get him.
If you'll do that, that'll help me, and I think it'll help us, and I think that we won't have all we want, but I think it will have the best that I can get, and I may have a lot of hell over it, but I just know in my own heart that this man will be fairer with us, and more understanding of us, more reasonable, and he's a little hard-headed devil. He'll tell you when you get along, and he's an awful strong man on the Bill of Rights. He's just like old man Wirtz was on it. One thing they got against him was that he was Lattimore's counsel before that committee over there. He represented Owen Lattimore, and they indicted him, and he freed him.
Well, I tried, back when I was a young man, I accidentally acquired some reputation as a criminal lawyer. I tried 27 people charged with murder, and none of them ever did fry. I think like help everybody be against me. He said, I'm just a murderer, been in the business. Several of them were guilty as hell.
So tell me, how's Bobby?
He's back at work, Mr. President.
Is that going to show up again, Ring?
I hope and pray not. The doctors seem to be better satisfied with this operation than the other one. Bobby is in pretty good spirits. I talked to him Sunday night. I called him and talked to him a little bit.
Okay, pardon me for bothering you, but thank you.
I see you.